Ngiyabayengte kalungulela nje ngesingisi kodwa. Where would I be if Jesus hadn't loved me? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if Jesus hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Where would I be if Jesus hadn't loved me? Where would I be if Jesus hadn't cared? Where would I be if Jesus hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Kuyasho ukuthi ngabe ngikuphi uJesu engangithandanga, ngabe ngikuphi uma engazange abe nendaba, ngabe ngikuphi uma kuthi akanikelanga ngempilo yakhe. Awu, kodwa ngiyathokoza ngenye indlela ukuthi wakwenza. Kushuthi nje le ndaba kimi inkulu kakhulu, le ndaba yalokho esenzelwe khona iNkosi uJesu. Cela ukuthi sifunde ngokukaLuka isahluko 22 sukela kuverse 39. Wayesephuma waye entabeni yeminqumo njengokuba wakhe, abafundi bakhe nabafundi bakhe bamlandela. Esefikile endaweni wathi kubo, khulekani ukuba ningangene ekulingweni. Wanyuka kubo kungathi ibhanga lokuphonsa itshe, wakuqa phansi wakhuleka wathi, Baba, uma uthanda susa lesi sitsha kimi, nokho makungenziwe intando yami othe yakho. Kwabonakala kuye ingelozi ivele ezulwini imqinisa. Eso sizini olunzima wakhuleka eqinisela, izintukuthuku zakhe zaba njengamathonsi egazi aconsele emhlabathini. Ese sugume ekukhulukeni kwakhe weza kubafundi bakhe, wabafumana belele kokudabuka. Wathi kubo, nilaleleni na? Bukani nikhuleka ukuba ningangeni ekulingweni. Bazalwane, la iNkosi uJesu ubesebhekana nalokho owayezohlangabezana nakho. Wayesebhekene nomsebenzi azele khona emhlabeni. Manje sukele ekuqaleni ngokudaliweyo, iBhayibheli ithi uPetro ukhuluma ngewundlu elahlatshwayo ekudalweni komhlaba, noma intenjalo. Petra is vertrouwd van die lam wat geslaagd was voor de grondlegging van die aarde. Als je dit niet kan zoeken zo lang, alsjeblieft. So, mama is zelfs als Tingela. Kotwa, ukhuluma ukuthi kalendaba yoku kwewundlu elahlatshwa iNkosi uJesu, ukuthi akusiyo into nje okwamanje manje, kuyinto okwanqunywa esikhathini kungakasekelwa umhlaba. UNkulunkulu beseyazi ukuthi ngesikhathi esazodala abantu, ukuthi abantu bazongihlubuka, Abantu bazona ubeyazi uNkulunkulu. Kodwa wayeseyenzile isu. Isu lokuthi kube khona ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuthola ukuthethelelwa kwezono, bakwazi ukuthola ukubuyisana noNkulunkulu. NoJohane ube bamba lemfihlakalo uJohane uMbhapathisi encwadini kaJohane, kokukaJohane wokuqala. Siyafunda ukuthi verse 29, nangoMusa wabona uJesu eza kuye wathi, beka iwundlu likaNkulunkulu elisusa izono zezwe. NoJohane wabamba imfihlakalo uthi, bekani, nansi iwundlu likaNkulunkulu elisusa izono zezwe. Thina sonke iBhayibhile lithi sonile, sonke sidukile njengezimvu. iBhayibhile yasho ukuthi sonke sonile sisilelwe inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu. iBhayibhile yasho ukuthi ukulunga kwethu kwizidwedwe esingcolileyo. Ngamanye amazwi, sonke sonile sasidinga umhlengi, sasidinga ukuthethelelwa kwezono, sasidinga ukusindiswa uNkulunkulu. Emva kokona nje ka-Adam wathembisa ukuthi kuzofika umsindisi ngozelwe owesifazane. Okuningi-ke eTestamenteni endala kukhomba kuye iNkosi uJesu. Njengoba sizwile-ke indaba yePasika, belikhomba iNkosi uJesu. Bekunewundlu, umndeni nomndeni bekudinga ukuthi bahlangane, behlabe iwundlu, kudliwe inyama yakhona, kodwa amathambo bekungaphulwa. Ubekhomba iNkosi uJesu, naye washo ukuthi amathambo akhe ngeke aphulwe. Nangesikhathi esezo esefile, bafika amasosha baphula amathambo yalaba abanye ababili, bangaphuli ezakhe. Konke lokho bekuyisiprofeto futhi kwashiwo phambilini. Ngesikhathi sePasika-ke kwa-Israyeli eGibhitha, baba-Israyeli sebezophuma, kwashiwo ukuthi abadle iwundlu lePasika, bathatha igazi balibhica emnyango, bephenda emnyango womuzi nomuzi. Uma kufika ingelozi yokufa keke bafe, uzibulo womuzi ke kafe, basindiswe igazi lemvana, igazi lewundlu. Konke lokho bekhombe enkosini uJesu owayezoba iwundlu likaNkulunkulu elisusa izono zezwe. Ngaleso sikhathi kwadingakala ukuthi bafune iwundlu elingenasici, iwundlu eliphelele, hhayi elixukayo, hhayi eligulayo. Bekuyiwundlu eliphelele obekhomba ukuthi kudingakala iwundlu elizosusa izono zethu eliphelele, engenasono. Manje-ke iwundlu isilwane asikwazi ukususa isono somuntu. Kwadingakala ukuthi kube khona umuntu ozofa esikhundleni sabantu ukususa izono zabantu. Ngoba abantu bonile, kwadingakala ukuthi kube khona umuntu ozothatha leya ndawo lokufela amacala yabantu. Kanti-ke bekungeke kulunge futhi ukuthi kube umuntu onesono futhi. Umuntu owonile ngoba phela ube kudingakala ukuthi afele ezakhe, ngeke akwazi ukufela ezabanye abantu. Bekudingakala umuntu ongenasici, ongenacala. Agekho olungileyo ngaphandle kwakhe uNkulunkulu. Ngakho wadingakala ukuthi uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe eza emhlabeni. Weza ngeNkosi uJesu. Siyakufunda lokho kuJohane 1. Evangeli kokuJohane sahluko sokuqala. Ukuthi ekuqaleni wayekhona uLizwi, uLizwi wayenguNkulunkulu, uLizwi wayenguNkulunkulu. Yena lo wayekhona ekuqaleni nguNkulunkulu, konke kwavela ngaye, ngaphandle kwakhe akuvelanga lutho, kukho konke okuvelileyo. Ukuphila kwakukuye, ukuphila kwakungukukhanya kwabantu. Ukukhanya kukhanya ebumnyameni, kepha abanye ubumnyama abukwamukelanga. Bese ke uma siqhubeka ke verse 10, wayekhona ezweni izwe labela ngaye, kepha izwe alimazanga. Weze kwabakhe, abakhe abamkwamukelanga. Verse 14, uLizwi waba inyama, wakha phakathi kwethu, sabona inkazimulo yakhe, inkazimulo njengozelwe yedwa kuyise, gcwele umusa neqiniso. Uthi uLizwi wayenguNkulunkulu, uLizwi waba inyama, amanye amazwi wazalwa enyameni, engumuntu, wakha phakathi kwethu. Esikhathi uJohane sembona wathi, bekani iwundlu, beka iwundlu likaNkulunkulu elisusa izono zezwe. Ngamanye amazwi kwadingakala ukuthi uNkulunkulu qoba abe leli wundlu, abe lo mnikelo, lo mhlatshelo wezono ngenxa yezono zethu. Kuba iBhayibheli belisho ukuthi ngaphandle kokuchithwa kwegazi akukho ukuthethelelwa kwezono. Manje ke bahlobo bam, nansi indaba elithinta inhliziyo, ukuthi iNkosi uJesu kwadingakala manje ukuthi athathe izono zami nezono zakho. Kwadingakala ukuthi athathe amacalethu onke, athweswe zona. IBhayibheli isho ngaphezu kwalokho, uma sifunda kwabase Korinte wesibili sahluko sesihlanu verse 21, ongasazanga isono wenziwa isono ngenxa yethu, ukuze kuyena senziwe sibe ngokulunga lukaNkulunkulu, sikaNkulunkulu. Bazalwane, iNkosi uJesu besebhekene nalokhu ukuthi yena uqobo iwundlu engenasici, ongcwelengcwele lukaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu ongenasono wenziwa isono ngenxa yethu. Bazalwane, ezakho ke angizazi izono, kodwa ezami ngiyazazi. Ezami izimbi kokwanele ukuthi singadalela iNkosi uJesu ubuhlungu benhliziyo, futhi ukuthi abe nakho ukuthi angayifuni, ngoba zimbi, zingcolile, ziyasabeka. Kodwa cabanga ke manje, uma sekuyizono zethu zonke, okwezwe lonke usezothweswa zona, akumangazi ukuthi kuye wasabeka, wabanalokho ukuthi, Baba, uma kungenzeka awususwe kimi le nkomishi, lesitsha awususwe kimi, kodwa bekungekho enye indlela. Bazalwane, bekungekho enye indlela. Bekungekho enye indlela okunye ebekungenzeka ukuze sisindiswe thina. Bekudingakala lelo wundlu elingenasici. Bekudingakala ukuthi uNkulunkulu qobo Atata indawo yami, atata indawo yakho. Atata izono zethu. Bese athwale isijezo sethu. Athwale ahlangabezana ulaka nolaka lukaNkulunkulu, ulaka lukaNkulunkulu bekungifanele mina, bekukufanele wena ukuthi kwehlela phezu kwakhe. Kodwa bekunzima kuye, ngoba cabanga manje, yebo ube nguNkulunkulu, kodwa ube ngumuntu futhi. Ube nomzimba, elifana neyami, neyakho, enovalo, eyazi ukuthi uzobhekana nani. Eyazi ukuthi kumlindele, ukuthi usezolahlwa. Abantu babecabanga ukuthi bayamdelela nje, bayamlahla, bayamphatha kabi, kodwa babengaqondi ukuthi isizathu sokuthi benza lokho, ngoba usu ngongcolileyo, usu thatha indawo yami neyakho. Useyanyanyeka ngenxa yethu, ngenxa yokuthi usethatha indawo yethu. Ingakho ke ulaka bekufanele mina nawe lehlela phezu kwakhe. Hayi nje ulaka nokuphathwa kabi ngabantu, kodwa kakhulu bekulaka lukaNkulunkulu olwaba phezu kwakhe. Washiwa uNkulunkulu, yena owayazi ukuthi kuyini ukuhamba noNkulunkulu usuku nosuku, ukwazi ubudlelwane oluphelele noNkulunkulu. Waflathelwa ubuso uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uqobo waba isitha sakhe manje ngani. Ngoba yithi ebesifanele kufanele ukuthi ngabe si uNkulunkulu ayisitha kithi. Yithi owayefanele ngabe uyamelana nathi esilahla, silahlwe icala lezono zethu. Kodwa kuba esethwe lelo cala engenacala, walahlwa, walahlwa esikhundleni sethu, waphathwa kabi kanzima ngaleya ndlela njengoba kuba umama kaEsther ezamile ukusichazela. Ubuhlungu wayehlangabezana nakho. Ke baba, uma kungenzeka udlule kimi le nkomishi. Ngamanye amazwi, uma kukhona enye indlela ukuthi abantu basindiswe ngayo, ayi ngabe kungaba njalo. Kodwa bekungekho enye indlela, kwadingakala ukuthi ayihamba leya ndlela, futhi wavuma wathi alenzeke intando yakho. Kungenzeki eyami. Bazalwane, inkulu le ndaba iNkosi uJesu wasenzele khona. Kimi ke kuyangimangaza, kuyangithinta kakhulu inhliziyo. Lokho asenzele khona, angenzele khona. Kuthi athwale amahlazo ami. Kuthi yena alahlwe ukuze mina kwamukelwe kuNkulunkulu. Wathwala ihlazo lami ukuze mina ngithole inkazimulo yakhe. Wathatha izono zami ukuze mina ngithole ukulunga kwakhe. Waba ongcwelileyo, abantu bamthimisela ngamathe. Yime bengifanele lawa mathe yabantu ukuze mina ngithole ukulunga lukaNkulunkulu. Ukuze yena walahle ubaba wakhe wasezulwini, azamemeza athi, Nkulunkulu wami, Nkulunkulu wami, ungishiyeleni na? Ukuze uNkulunkulu akwazi ukusho ngami ukuthi, bhekani nansi indodana yami engithokoziswa ngaye. Izwani le ndaba. Nangawe ekwazi ukusho lokho ukuthi kumthwana wami nankuma indodakazi yami, ndodana yami engithokoziswa ngaye. Ongasazange isono wenziwa isono ukuze kuyena senziwa sibe ukulunga lukaNkulunkulu. Bazalwane, le ndaba kimi inkulu yababazeka. Ikwenza ukuthi ngifuna, ngiyathanda ngenhliziyo yami yonke ukuthi ngimphilela. Bazalwane, bekungafanele ukuthi sisa bazalwane senze izono ngamabomu bekungafanele izono zethu ezambethele esiphambanweni izono zethu ezingazange zibe nesihe ezingazange zibe nozwelo ngaye elingazwanga lutho elimele qubeka eshaywa qubeka ebuqwa qubeka emshaya phezu kwale lelikhanda elihlatshwa ngameva amakhulu shaya nangemphama khipha ngishintshebe ebusweni izono zami nezakhe zamlimaza kanjalo azalwane bekungafanele ukuthi siqhubeka ngezono zingamabhomu lezi zamlimaza kangaka kodwa kunalokho bekufanele ukuthi ngabe siyamkhonza ngabe siyamdumisa owasifelayo owasithanda kangaka iwundlu likankulunkulu iyona elidunyiswayo emini nasebusuku ezulwini uma ufunda incwadi yesambulo we are told ukuthi uma isambulo 5 uyadunyiswa iwundlu ngaze ngabona ngezwe izwi zezingelozi eziningi zihaqe isihlalo sobukhosi nezidalwa namalunga nomumo wazo wawezigidi zezigidi nezinkulungwane zezinkulungwane zithi ngezwe elikhulu lifanele iwundlu elahlatshwayo kwamukela amandla nencebo nokuhlakanipha nokunqoba nodumo nenkazimulo nesibusiso nakho konke okudaliweyo okusezulini nokusemhlabeni naphansi komhlaba naseselwandle nakho konke okukho kakuzwa ukuthi uyena ohleza esihlalweni sobukhosi nakuye iwundlu kube isibusiso nodumo nenkazimulo namandla kuze kube phakade naphakade nezidalwa ezine zathi amen namalunga awaphansi akhuleke siyambona uyadunyiswa iwundlu likankulunkulu inkosi ujesu uqobo uyadunyiswa ngoba ufanele udumo ngoba uye owathenga verse 9 ahla ngezwe verse 8 kuthe selithabathile incwadi isidalo ezine namalunga angamashumi abili nane aphansi phambi kwendlu kuyilelo naleyo phandle kwewundlu kuyilelo nalelo linehapu nezitsha zegolithe sigcwele imphepho eyimkhuleko yabangcwele ahlabelele igama elisha athi ufanele wena ukuyithabatha incwadi nokuvula izimpawu zawo ngokuba wahlatshwa wathengela uNkulunkulu ngegazi lakho abavela kuyo yonke imdeni nezilimi nabantu nezizwe wabenza babe ngumbuso nabapriesti kuNkulunkulu wethu babuse emhlabeni ngiyeza ukuthi kufanele udumo ngani ngoba ngegazi lakhe wathengela uNkulunkulu abantu abavela kuzo izizwe zonke wathenga mina wathenga nawe mhlobo wami ingakho ufanele udumo nenkazimulo bazalwane bami ngiyanifisela nani ukuthi le ndaba siyibone siqonde kangcono walokho inkosi ujesu asenzele khona ukuthi kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasizi ukuthi le nto singayithathi kancane futhi kungabe into Oh, kutele, kutu kuti sisbonele, kuti leli undu liga nkulunkulu wafela mina. Wahlupeka kanjena ngenxa yami, ukuze mina ngenziwa ngibe ukulunga luka nkulunkulu. Futhi kwangathi ke njengoba sifunde asayiweka ngesikhathi sifunda kodwa ngeke ngifundela nje manje uJohane Ivangeli kokukaJohane wayekhona ezweni verse 10 izwe lavela ngaye kepha izwe alimazanga weza kokwakhe abakhe abangamukelanga kepha bonke abamamukelayo wabapha amandla ukuba babe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu laba abakholwa egameni lakhe abangazalwanga kagazi nantando yenyama nantando yendoda kodwa bazalwa kuNkulunkulu. Bazalwane bakathi uNkulunkulu angasiza bananse indaba elibuhlungu. Inkosi uJesu weza ukuthi azosindisa izwe lonke. Kodwa nokho iBhayibheli yasitshela ukuthi abasindiswayo bayingcosana. Abasindiswayo bayingcosana. Akusibo bonke abasindiswa. Kani ngoba bakusibo bonke abamkwamukela inkosi uJesu njengenkosi nomsindisi wabo. Yazi le ndaba. Akusibo bonke abamkwamukelayo. Okumnandi ukuthi bonke abamamukelayo wabapha amandla lokuthi babe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Kodwa nokho akusibo bonke abamkwamukelayo. Ndiyazi nansi indaba elibuhlungu kakhulu kimi. Nansi indaba elibuhlungu kakhulu kimi. Ndiyazi ukuthi iBhayibheli ithi baningi abazosho ngosuku lokugcina bathi kuye ukuthi inkosi, inkosi. Nansi indaba lebuhlungu. KuMatthew 7, verse 21. Asibo bonke abashoyo kimi ukuthi inkosi, inkosi, abaye kungena embusweni wezulu. Kuphela owenza intando kaBaba osezulwini. Abaningi baya ukuthi kimi ngalolu suku, inkosi, inkosi, asiprofethanga yini ngegama lakho. Sakhipha amadimoni ngegama lakho, senza imisebenzi eminingi yamandla ngegama lakho na. Khona ngiyakufakaza kubo ukuthi angizange nginazi, sukani kimi ninabenzi bokubi. Kusivezelani lokho? Kuyasivezela ukuthi kunabantu abahamba emhlabeni bathi ngenkosi uJesu ukuthi uyinkosi. Bayambiza ngokuthi inkosi. Bayacabanga ukuthi uyinkosi ezimpilweni zabo. Kodwa kasiye. Niyazi indaba elibuhlungu. Kuthi kunabantu abaningi abanenkolo, abanereligioni. Banesimo sokumazi uNkulunkulu kodwa amandla abanawo, amandla yokuvuka kwakhe elitholakala ngokukholwa kuye abanalo. Inkosi uJesu wathi angizange nginazi ninabenzi bokubi. AmaJuda babembuza inkosi uJesu ukuthi kufanele senzani ukuze senze imisebenzi kaNkulunkulu na. KuJohane 6 verse 28, bathi kuye singenzani ukuba senze imisebenzi kaNkulunkulu na. Waphendula uJesu wathi kubo, umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ilowo ukuba nikholwe kuye amthumileyo. Bazalwane, nako okodwa nje bo uNkulunkulu akulindele kithi indlela esindiswa ngayo ukukholwa kuJesu Kristu njengeNkosi nomsindisi wempilo yami, kuthi ngikholwe, kuthi ngizazela, ngizibonele ukuthi kimi akukho ukulunga okhona, ngifana neselelezi esiphambanweni, owasibonela ukuthi nakho kungifanele ukufa esiphambanweni, ilokho kungifanele. Kodwa wayesethi, Jesu ngikhumbule. Amanye amazwi wayethini? Wathi, Jesu ngisindise. Ilabo abazongena asebasibonela ukuthi akukho kuhle kukimi, ngiyathembela ngokupheleleyo enkosini uJesu ngulokho yena ngenzele khona. Nansi indaba elibuhlungu ukuthi kunamaningi abaye emasontweni, ithemba labo yebo bayaphatha igama likaJesu, bayayenza ngisimsebenzi yamandla ngegama lakhe, kodwa ithemba labo uma kungahlolwa kahle hle likuphi? Likulo umsebenzi olupheleleyo elenziwa inkosi uJesu esiphambanweni na? Cha, basithembela imisebenzi yabo, bathembela kukho ukusonta kwabo, bayathembela kulo uhlelo lwenkonzo abakulo, bakuthembela kuzo le mthetho abawagcinayo. Ngeza ukubuza, bafana nobani? Angithi bafana nalabo ababembethela inkosi uJesu esiphambanweni. Ibona bambemelana nenkosi uJesu, efike ethempelini enozwelo ngomuntu onesandla esikhubezekile emphilisa. Bathi, buka nje lo muntu, philisa umuntu ngesabatha, kusho uvela kusathane. Yabona ukuthi obekuhamba phambili kubona imithetho yabo. NoPaul benjalo, uthi bengingumfarisi wabafarisi, ngokwasemthethweni ngingenasici, uthi kodwa bengilwa nembandla likaKristu ngesikhathi esehlangana noKristu Jesu. Uthi uKristu Jesu wathi kuye, Sawuli, Sawuli, ungizingeleleni na? Kodwa ubephatha igama likaJehova. Namhlanje kunabaningi abasho ukuthi uJesu Kristu inkosi, kodwa le mfihlakalo yezulu ukuthi bayasindiswa ngalokho akwenzile esiphambanweni kuphela, hayi ngezenzo zabo abazange bayibambe. Bathembela kubantu, bathembela enqubeni yabo yebandla, bathembela emthethweni yabo, bathembela kukho ukulunga kwabo okuyizidwedwe ezingcolileyo. Besuma sebema phambi kwakhe ngolunye usuku, noma bethi, Nkosi, Nkosi, uzothi kubona, dedani kimi, ninabenzi bokubi, ngoba nakho kodwa ningakwenzanga, anzange nikholwe kimi, anzange nithembela kulokho inganenzela khona esiphambanweni, anzange nikwamukela lokho ukuthi ngesikhathi ngisho ukuthi kufeziwe, ukuthi bekufeziwe, kodwa nanezela kulokho engikwenzile, imisebenzi yenu enithi nizongena ngazo. Mazalwane, inkosi uJesu ngesikhathi efa esiphambanweni wathi kufeziwe, wayiqethe konke. Bakulithi sisindiswa ngomusa ngokukholwa, hayi ngemsebenzi. Inkosi uJesu wakwenza konke. Ingakho washo kwabantu benkolo kwaleso sikhathi ukuthi izoni, izifebe, izidakwa baseduze kakhulu kumbuso wezulu kunani abantu benkolo. balezizoni zazisibonela ukuthi zizoni zazizazela ukuthi singumsinisi kodwa labo bantu benkolo babecaba ukuthi balungile ababonanga isidingo somsindisi abazange babeke ithemba labo kuye yena yedwa kodwa babethembela ukho ukulunga kwabo bazolwane kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasisiza ukuthi sisibonele ukuthi angiphethe lutho ezandleni zami mnobe weculo wabhala kahle dwala ela ngifela kuwe ngiyakhosela ngesingisi libuyasho ukuthi nothing in my hands I bring simply to thy cross I cling naked come to thee for dress helpless
come to thee for
aid yebo ngisabuye ngingenalutho ngihambaze futhi ngishize inyembe zami azinakungisindisa wena wethu ofanele ukusindisa bazalwane nansi indaba sukele ekuqaleni usathane ubamba abantu ngokwazi okuhle nokubi inkolo kodwa emthi egadini lase iteni ibeke nomuthi wokuphila umuthi wokuphila ubani uKristu Jesu ukuphila kutholakala ngaye yena yedwa kodwa abantu bayakhetha inkolo ukuphila ngokwazi okuhle nokubi kunokuthi bancike ngokupheleleyo enkosini uJesu ngumthombo wokuphila bazalwane kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasisiza yena uyisinkwa sokuphila owehle ezulwini isidlo senkosi fanekiso walokho lesinkwa esidlayo masidli isidlo senkosi kusikhumbuza umzimba wakhe wahletshulwa walinyazwa walinywa ehlane lakhe balisho kanjalo ngeswebhu ngenxa yami ngenxa yakho ujusi umiwayini le isithombe segazi lakhe elachithelwa thina yachithelwa izono zethu igazi lesivumelwane esisha sivumelwane esimnandi leso esihle leso Koba kulesivumelwano inkosi uJesu wenze konke. Abafundi abamsekelanga ngisho. Babelele. Yena wakwenza konke. Wasenzela ngesihle. Okwethu nje ukuthi sikwamukela ngezandla ezimbili ngokukholwa. Imnandi lendaba yenkosi uJesu. Imnandi bazolana lendaba yenkosi uJesu. Kwangathi singayikwamukela. Singamamukela ngezandla ezimbili. Singasathembeli kokunye. Sazi ukuthi wenze konke. Kwangathi singazibonela ukuthi akukho okunye singathembela kukho. Esingokholwa sikwamukela lokho asenzele khona. Bela sivalamehle. Baba wethu sezulwini, siyabonga ngoNkulunkulu njengawe. Owasithanda ngothando oluphakade. Owasithanda siseyizitha. Wasifela. Wanikela ngendodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa. Siyabonga Nkosi Jesu weza. WayenguNkulunkulu wenkazimulo. Kodwa wasiyehlisa waba yincebo. Wasiyehlisa waze kwaba sekufeni ngokusithanda. Siyabonga ukuthi wasenzele konke ngesihle. Nkosi, sisize ukuthi sikwamukela lokho senzele khona ngokukholwa. Masikholwa kuwe. Usithembisile ukuthi sizolungisiswa, sizothethelelwa, sizokwenziwa sibe ngabantwana bakho. Singasabi inzalo ka-Adam okwenyama, kodwa sesiyinzalo ka-Kristu Jesu, isizalwa sikamoya. Selwe umoya wakho. Siyabonga kakhulu ngalokho. Nkosi, ngibonga ngalona lo osewabeka ithemba lakhe kuwe ngokupheleleyo, osewazalwa ngumoya wakho. Ndiyacela Nkosi, uma bakhona abala namhlanje abangakabeki ithemba labo kuwe, abangakakholwi ngenhliziyo yabo, bavume nangomlomo wakho ukuthi Nkosi Jesu wabafela, wabuya wavuka, kuze babe nokuphila okusha. Nkosi, uthi namhlanje kube usuku abazokholwa kuwe ngawo, ngalo abazokuvuma ngalo. Sicela lokho Nkosi, hayi kuba kusifanele, kodwa ngenxa yegama lakho, kuba Nkosi ufanele wena. Nkosi, wasihlenga ngegazi enonileyo, wasithenga ngenani eliphakemeyo. Singabakho, singabakho kuba wasidala, kodwa uSathane wabuye wasithumba, wasitshontsha ngokusikhethela thina. Kodwa sesithathiwe, wabuye wasihlenga, wasithenga ngenani eliphakemeyo. Singabakho kabili. Nkosi, sicela usawukele, sipha izinhliziyo ezithambile, ezivumayo ukuthi sishiye konke, shiya ngisho inkolo, bese sikholwe kuJesu Kristu, wena wethu wendlela neqiniso lokuphila, ongumthombo wokuphila. Sicela lokho Nkosi, hayi kube kusifanele, kodwa ngenxa nje legama lakho. Amen.